have come to this house, gathered in his name to worship him. We have come to this house, gathered in his name to worship him. We have come to this house, gathered in his name to worship Christ our Lord. Worship him, Jesus Christ the Lord.
Forget about yourself.
Is in me, rest his hope.
King. Come bless the Lord, thee. All ye servants of the Lord, which stand by night in the house of the Lord, lift up your hands in the holy place and bless the Lord. Come bless the Lord. Is that an old one? Nobody knows it. Maybe some of you do. You know, they tell us that when they set up the temple and or the tabernacle and then the temple, that they appointed people to be there all night long, some of the priests. And while others were sleeping, there were those that were still praising God throughout the night. Come bless the Lord, all ye servants of the Lord, which stand by night in the house of the Lord. Praise God. And so they were praising God all the time in the temple. And of course, night sometimes to us speaks of those dark times in our life, those dark experiences, those difficult places. It's there we need to praise God too. We've been talking about that a little bit. And so that's what I think of when I sing that song, that even if I'm going through a dark time, He is worthy to be praised. He is holy. Praise God. As we mentioned in Psalm 22, there in the midst of all that suffering, the psalmist says, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel. Praise God. And so let's sing it again. And if we can praise Him in the dark times, we certainly can praise Him in the bright times. Praise God. But the important thing is that we praise Him all day long, more and more. Come bless the Lord. Number 50, I will praise Him.
Thank you.
magnify your name today. Lord Jesus, we recognize that you are worthy of all our praise, all our adoration. We bow before you in our hearts, Jesus. We acknowledge you as our King and our Lord, and we want you to have your way in our lives today. We yield ourselves to you, Lord, to your working, Jesus. We pray that you will come and manifest your power and your authority over our lives. We don't just want to say you're Lord, but we want you to be Lord indeed. And Jesus, we welcome you to come into every area of our hearts and minds. And set up your throne, Lord. Set up your kingdom, Jesus. Grant us powers of obedience today that we might walk in holiness and righteousness before you all this day, Lord. Jesus, we pray that you will look upon the camp today and with your great love and favor. We pray, Lord, that you will minister to every heart. We ask, Lord, for those that will be joining us today, that they shall come and enter right into what God is doing in our midst, Lord. And we pray, Father, that every one of us will in some way glorify the Lord by the response that we give you to your call, the obedience that we give according to thy word, and the love, Jesus, that we give you as we just pour out our affection and love to you today. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. You may be seated. Praise God. Oh, praise God. Well, I would say it looks like a sunny day, but I don't know. I can't tell anymore. But I know it's going to be a good day. Praise God. Sister Mary, who's always happy, it seems. She's been saying that the Lord's been blessing down in the village, and I've been hearing that the Lord's been coming to them in their meetings, and I know in the cottage, I'm sure that's the case as well. And so let's keep praying for them, and trusting God to get his will done day by day. You know, the Lord knows what he wants to accomplish before you go home. He's not going to do everything while you're up at camp. He's going to leave some stuff for home, I'm sure, and for the rest of your life. But while you're here at camp, God has something very definite that I'm sure he wants to accomplish in your life that will help you to find him in a greater way, walk with him in a greater way when you get back home. Praise God. Some people wish they could live at camp all year round. I did that. It's not exactly the same in the winter as it is in the summer, weather-wise. And when I was up here, we'd have these winter retreats, which were so exciting. People would come from all over. Over the weekend, we'd have a men's retreat, we'd have a woman's retreat, married couples, single women, single men, teenage boys, girls. We had a lot of retreats. But I always remember the day after the retreat. Boy, that morning, camp was packed. That afternoon, me and Brother Tom were looking at each other, and maybe just a couple others. It felt so empty. And, you know, even at Pilgrim Camp, you had to learn to overcome, and you had to learn to just, you know, do your work. And it was sort of like back at home, although a little different for sure. But God wants us, when we go back home, to keep on following him and put into practice the things that we've learned and apply the grace that God has given to us so that we can continue to find him, continue to grow, and continue to be the blessing that he wants us to be. Praise God. And so when it's time to go, don't feel too bad, because you'll find that the Lord's waiting for you right at home. And you'll see that he's gone before you, and he'll show you things that he has done to help you along the way. And just follow him, follow his footprints, and he'll lead you aright, I'm sure. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'll give you an opportunity for a couple testimonies. If somebody has something burning on their heart, then share that with us. And if you don't, then please don't make something up. Wait for the Lord to lead you. But I'll just give you that chance for a moment before we look into the Bible together, okay?
Praise God.
So good to be able to just sit and wait on the Lord. There's no announcements to make. There's no offering. No children's church to leave for. But we can just give God time to work and don't have to rush. Praise God. Now hurry up with your testimony. Praise God. Oh Jesus, we love you. We worship you. I remember sitting here as a young person, and Brother Gardner, the director of the camp at that time, said something unusual. I don't think I've heard anyone else say that. But as we're sitting in the presence of God, he said, now, take a deep breath and breathe in Jesus. And breathe out your cares and breathe out yourself and your worries and your fears. And so I tried it. I breathed deep and I exhaled. I've been doing that ever since, but I knew that it wasn't in the breathing. This wasn't a breathing exercise necessarily. It was a matter of faith, and that's what he was trying to teach us. By faith, you can receive Christ. Just breathe him in. Lord, I take you by faith. I believe that you're coming to me. I believe that you're filling me, and I give to you. I breathe out my cares and my fears and my hurts and all these other things that you want to get out of my life and you want to take their place. Praise God. And I say, and every once in a while I think of that. And if it helps to take a deep breath, well, do it. Especially up here at camp, the air. If I take a deep breath in the city, it might be my last. Here I'm expecting another one will follow. Praise God. Oh, Jesus, we love you. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Lily was playing a song before. Peace, sweet peace, the gift of God's love. Is that it? No? What number was that? Do you remember? 337. Our choir director used to tell us, now make sure you pronounce sweet peace. Or else it sounds like sweet peas. I mean, that's one of the vegetarians' favorites, but we're singing about sweet peace. Okay. Now, I know I just ruined that song for you, and every time you look at it, you think of sweet peace. Sorry. Forget the last 30 seconds of this meeting. There comes to my heart one sweet strain. second verse is supposed to be, through Christ on the cross, peace was made. In the newer editions of this book, they've made that correction. That makes it rhyme with paid. But it's true either way, I'm sure. Praise God. I'd like to hand something out to you this morning. Kenneth, I need your help.